All right, hello, Favo listeners, and welcome again to, as always, my mission is, an empowering episode of the Be Favo podcast, where you know that we go in deep to the roots of mindset, motivation, momentum. And because I want to empower you to believe in yourself on this journey to becoming the best version of yourself, and where you can't wait to meet the future you, and they applaud you for all the hard work that you've done. And I want to empower you to achieve, you know, a thriving business and fulfilling life on your terms. And so these episodes always bring me joy, knowing that I am bringing you value. So I thank you at this moment before we start for always coming up to me, sending me texts, sending me DMs, reaching out to me, letting me know that the words I share with you are making a difference in your life, and you're seeing the needle in your business and your life move forward, and you're on that journey to become the best version of yourself. And you know, I'm cheering you on. So in today's episode, it's all about readiness. So I'm going to ask you this question. If someone gives you a moment, are you ready? And what will you do with it? This question just isn't philosophical, but it's practical, friends, especially in this fast-paced world that we live in of entrepreneurship and any type of competitive sport. So again, thanks for being here. This is episode 93, Ready, Set, Achieve, Claiming Your Moment with Mindset Confidence. And we'll be right back after this short break. Again, such an honor to share space with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, in this episode 93, we're going to explore what it truly means to be ready. And I don't just mean having all your ducks in a row or any other cliche, but being mentally and emotionally prepared for whatever opportunities come knocking at your door. I'm going to share some stories of some of my clients in the business world as well as the sports world, where readiness made the difference between them seizing the moment or watching it pass by. So for today's episode, if you're an entrepreneur eyeing your next business venture, or you're a female athlete just waiting for your chance to shine in your sport, or you're one of those change makers and impact makers doing just that, making an impact on the business side of sports or the business side of your company or leading your company and breaking the glass ceilings, this episode is really for you. Because this episode is all about being ready to discover what it's like to be ready. When that moment comes, when your moment comes, I want you to not just be ready, but be more than ready. All right? So let's dive in. Let's understand readiness. In this world of sports and business, as we mentioned, readiness is often the line that separates the good from the great. The I'm just doing this because it's fun to, wow, this is a career. And I can make something out of this. I can make an impact doing this. It's more than just a skill set that you have in a preparation, because I don't believe that you're born with this skill. It's a mindset. It's a way of life. Being ready means that you're prepared to act when opportunity arises, that you can adapt to them when things shift, and that you stay the course even when that road and that path and that course gets bumpy, with naysayers, with your own negative Nancy in your voice telling you can't do something or that you're not ready. Friends, you are made for this moment. You are ready. Be ready and stay ready. Now, defining readiness is more than just encompassing physical preparation. It also includes your mental agility and emotional resistance. It's about having plan A, B, C, D, and so on. And for those of you that are in my wedding and event industry worlds here in the community, in the Favo community, you know that you have to have all the letters in the alphabet to prepare for a wedding or a big event. Now, here's the tricky part about mindset. You might say, Bobby, if I have to have plan B, C, and D, I'm just saying that we're going to fail. I want you to shift that. I want you to know that the mindset that you have is preparedness and readiness. So that when plan A gets knocked off the course, your plan B comes. And if part of plan B isn't working and part of plan A isn't working, you got plan C. Mindset that you're going to achieve, mindset that you're going to accomplish, no matter what comes after you, you will follow through and be ready. That's mindset. That's shifting your mindset to knowing that it takes more than just one thing. You're open and you're adaptable and you're flexible, that it takes a variety of people and a variety of all the things to line up, dare I say, just right when your moment comes. That's what knowing, that's what defining readiness is that you're ready and prepared at a moment's notice. Now, I shared earlier that I was going to share some stories, some inspirational stories from the sports world and the business world, but I want you to, I have a friend, a goalkeeper, who spends every game on the bench. She's a hockey goalkeeper. She spent every game on the bench. Yet she trains, and I've watched her train for years, just as hard as the person who got the call to start. Every single game for year upon year, she sat on the bench and went in once in a while. Very seldom got the starting gig, but she trained, dare I say, even harder. And she trained over and over, and she never once thought about giving up. So when an unexpected injury happened to the starting goalkeeper, the spotlight was drawn to her. She was now in a critical game, a semifinal game, my friends, and her readiness, all those hours of training and mental preparedness and visualization, knowing that she was made for this moment, paid off. If she just didn't fill in, she led the team to victory. That was her being ready for her moment, years upon years upon years. Or you might have heard about a very popular basketball player at the South Carolina Gamecocks, who has never hit a 3-point all season long. In the last 1.1 seconds of this big game, she makes that shot and moves her team on to the championship game. Not only the championship game, but saved the undefeated record that's now another record standing in the NCAA. So these moments, these big moments, when you are ready and you're a champion, you make moments even greater. You make big moments even better because you're prepared. You make the big moments bigger. Champions stay ready. You're made for moments like this. So even if you're not a big sports fan, but in the day of the world of media and the access that we have, I'm sure you heard at least about the basketball story. Now, going into the entrepreneur world, consider a small business owner who amidst a global pandemic, a global crisis, pivots her entire business model to meet the changing needs of the community, of her own family, and of her customers. Her readiness to adapt, grounded in deep understanding that her business must make these changes to move forward, was possible. Not only did she save her company, but she propelled it to new heights. Hand in your air unless you're driving. I'm talking about COVID, right? How many of you thrived, figured out a way to thrive, and you're here now and you're doing more than just surviving? You might have learned to survive through COVID, but here we are at the time of this recording, 4 years later. We never thought we would make it through what we did. And some things are still the same. Some businesses have adapted the policies that they had during COVID because they worked. They were leaner, they were cleaner, they were more profitable. But imagine you're that business owner who not only saved her company, but kept her employees and saved her employees' livelihood. Maybe not to the full-blown capacity that it was, but kept the team intact. And that allowed their team to stay safe. And then that allowed their family to stay safe. And they knew that you were there for them. You were ready for your moment, your business moment, and the moment of your team. So the key takeaways here are the preparedness goes beyond the physical. It's a comprehensive approach that ensures you're ready for the moment, whenever and whatever. Whether you're on the field, in the boardroom, or anywhere in between, your readiness defines your capacity to seize your opportunity and to seize your moment and exceed that moment. Let's talk about the mindset for momentum. The journey of readiness is not just about preparing for that single moment, but maintaining a mindset that creates and sustains momentum. As I said, how many small business owners adapted some of the things they were doing during the Big C, and they kept them in place? If they wouldn't have had that challenge, or what some dare say, this is going to be the failure of my business, I'm watching all my hard work go down the drain. If you wouldn't have adapted and found other ways that you already knew you knew how to do, but you didn't give yourself enough credit and you didn't believe in yourself. But for those that have the mindset of knowing out of sheer survival mode, if I don't make something happen, nobody's going to make something happen. So that's the mindset for momentum. It's the mindset that both champions in sports and business embody. A mindset that doesn't see these obstacles as roadblocks, but as an opportunity that they were handed, not by their own choice, choosing, but they were handed, and they grew stronger and more agile, and they actually serve more profitable, find more purpose, and they're joyful. Now, the champion's mindset, if you consider that marathon runner, the race is long and the path is often full of distractions and challenges. Yet, in the runner's mindset of perseverance and focus and long-term vision, that's what keeps them moving forward because they see it. They see them winning the race one step at a time. And in business, this translates to the entrepreneur who faces setbacks that they don't dwell on. They take that setback because they know their comeback is greater, friends. Your comeback is greater than your setback. But you go after it with determination. And you see that that little stumble or that failure in your eyes as the entrepreneur is a lesson learned and an integral part in moving forward. And remember, sometimes we see a failure that others don't see. Others see us growing and blooming and blossoming and accomplishing our goals. And yet we're finding that negative Nancy in our voice that says, hey, what are you doing? You can't do this. What makes you think you're ready for this moment? Your mindset. Stop telling lies to yourself. Give yourself more credit and start believing yourself. Get the champion's mindset. Now let's talk about building resilience. Resilience is about more than just recovering from that setback. It's about using that experience to build a stronger foundation for future challenges, ones that we see and ones that we don't. Nobody saw COVID coming, and boy, did it shake us up how we do a lot of things in our business. And again, many of us didn't go back to the old ways. One way to build resilience is by embracing the practice, which is common among that athlete, like we just talked about, mental conditioning. I know we have the Olympics coming up this year, but if you ever see a skier, especially, or a runner, anybody doing track and field or skiing, especially, you see them at the top of that hill to start the race, and you see their eyes closed, and you see them moving. They're visualizing themselves through the race. They're visualizing themselves jumping that hurdle. They visualize themselves going through, you know, the path and the obstacles on that path. They see them doing it, and they see themselves on the podium at the end with a medal, and most often the gold medal. They see themselves setting a record and doing the personal best. That's what building resilience can do for you. And that's the visualization. Affirmations, I am going to win this race. I am going to open my business and be profitable. I'm going to open my business. I'm going to make these changes in my business, and they're going to better my business, my family, my community. They're going to serve my clients better. I'm mindful. Not just fluff, friends. Not just fluff. You have to adapt that resilience that no matter what comes after me, I'm ready for it. The things that we see coming after us and the things that we can't. And the things that we cannot control, we have to let go of. You know, the old worrying about, is another COVID coming? Stop worrying about it. It doesn't do anything but borrow the joy from today. So when you can stay prepared in your mind, you can navigate the adversity with grace to keep the momentum going, even under this extreme pressure of possibly failing. Now, motivation to stay prepared. Staying motivated, especially when your moment seems distant or you don't really know when it might be coming, is crucial in maintaining readiness. Motivation fuels your preparation and keeps you grounded and engaged in the process of becoming better, stronger, and more able to seize an opportunity. Motivation, you've heard me say, comes in two forms. Failure is a motivator. Success is a motivator. Which one do you want to listen to more? And I say you have to learn from the losses and the failures as much, if not more, than you do from the wins. But you also take the lessons in the win. What went right? What product mix worked well that client clicked the buy button? What was it in your presentation that got the client to say yes to you? What was it in your time, in your training, that got you to set your personal best? What was it? That motivation. You don't know what's coming, but can you be better? Do you always want to be better? I think we all need to learn to be 1% better than we were yesterday, and that's just for ourselves. It's a little bit better. I learned a little bit more. I listened a little more carefully. I watched others a little bit. My actions defined a little bit more of who I am and my core values. 1% better than I was yesterday. That's what I strive for. And I hope that through these episodes, it helps you strive for that a little bit as well. But it comes with a mindset motivation to stay momentum. And I do believe that grounded in our being ready is finding and knowing our why. And remember, our why would change. As we get older and our goals change and we move the goalposts, things change. And our why is that core reason behind our goals and our aspirations. It's what gets you up in the morning and keeps you going when things get impossible. When it's the darkest of the dark and the ceiling's crashing in on you and nothing is going right. Because remember, in that moment, friends, when everything's falling apart in your business, it's because some breakthrough is coming. It's just because it's all here right now. All the hard work you've done, something big is going to happen. Knowing your why helps with that. You know, most athletes know that their why is to get their body better and to make an impact with the gifts that they have by bringing joy to others and by using their gifts of agility and speed for a greater good than just a sport. Right? But they know that they dream of winning that gold medal and having that personal satisfaction of beating their personal best. And for business owners and entrepreneurs, it might just be the desire to make a difference in the community or build something lasting, your legacy for your family. And if you're in a leadership role working for a company, it's knowing that you show up every day believing in the mission of the company that you're working for and that and the leadership role that you have, you're making it better and carrying that message. Identifying and holding on to your why is a powerful motivator that will keep you focused and ready. One way to sustain motivation is by adapting the feedback loop. When I was an athlete, I know I had some coaches, and it's one of the things that we worked on. And I know as a mindset coach, I work on it with some of my clients. It's that you regularly assess your progress. And that means you are looking at everything you did. Okay, this is what went right today. At the end of the day, here's three things I got done. I cleaned out my email box. Here's four things is I got to return that email. So I've got to put that on my list for tomorrow. But what went right was I got to this point. Or as an athlete, I did 10 more jumping jacks. Or I shaved 2 seconds or half a second off. Even the slightest thing. That feedback loop, then when you have a coach or somebody that comes to you and says, okay, here's the little things that keep going right. It's the feedback. Here's the little things that need improvement. Here's the things that we need to put to the back of your focus and bring this to the forward. It's that constant feedback. It's that constant celebrating your wins, no matter how big or small, and learning to assess your progress and understanding, hey, this is what's happening right now. Does not mean it's going to stay this way. But this creates the positive feedback loop that reinforces your motivation and commitment to your goals. Another strategy is to gauge in cross-training for your mind. And even though athletes deal in cross-training all the time, so can we as entrepreneurs. Why athletes will train to improve their fitness or move their muscles in a different way or gain some muscle in their body that will make the sport they do more long, make them stay in it longer, make them less prone to injury if they work on certain parts of their body aside from their mind. And you as an entrepreneur might mean that instead of just being the accountant and overseeing accounting, you go and start writing in your journal and maybe writing some small books or a children's book, or you're an art person and maybe you're a photographer and you take a pottery class. Still finding that creative outlet, but doing something that's outside of your career. Exploring a new hobby that challenges and pushes you, and again, reminds you that you're capable of learning, excuse me. And don't forget to go outside your industry to a convention or a workshop. Again, maybe you love podcasting and you want to talk about several things about what it's like to do this or what it's like to do that. So you go to a podcasting workshop or a convention and you learn sales and marketing for somebody who has a podcast, who has one voice, who's trying to attract new clients. How does somebody market in the retail world? How does somebody market in the gas station convention or in even personal development and professional growth? What are some things that you might just hear and learn in those hallways that aren't always in your industry? Or even physical training to strengthen your mind and body connection, or hiring a mindset coach or another type of coach that will help guide you and empower you to reaching your goals, but also, especially what I do as a mindset coach, hold you accountable so you can stay the course. Key takeaways here are staying motivated is about consistently connecting with your why, embracing a cycle of feedback and growth, and keeping your mind engaged and challenged. Remember, get that concept of always learning. Always adapt that concept, adapt that practice of always learning. Remember, motivation will get you going, but habits, consistent habits will make the difference. Because it ensures that when the moment comes that you're not only ready, but you're eagerly anticipating the opportunity to show up and make that impact and shine in your moment. Now, some actionable steps so you can always be ready. Truly, to seize your moment, staying ready is key. The readiness means not just being prepared for the opportunity you see coming, but for the ones that we don't know are on the horizon. So here's some actionable steps to ensure that you're ready. Blending the discipline of the athletes along with the strategic mind of entrepreneurs, I want you to put these into practice. Number one, develop that routine. Like an athlete's training schedule, establish a daily or weekly routine that focuses on personal and professional development. This can be reading industry news, practicing mindfulness, dedicating time to strategic planning. What can you improve in your business? What is taking up time in your business that's not being profitable or that brings you joy? What isn't aligned with your purpose anymore? Remove it. Consistency in these routines will build the resilience and agility that you need when your moment comes. Number two, stay informed. In sports, knowing your competition is crucial, and knowing how they run or how they play or the moves that they make on a field is crucial. And if you're in the business of sports, knowing what somebody likes, what somebody needs, what would open a conversation to get them to come to your team, or how can you create a team environment? What does your team need? What's some glue that binds them together? And in business, understand how the market is. I hate to say trends if you're in the wedding industry, and or I hate to say the word trends in industry, but what is working and what's coming and what are clients buying into? And keep up with technology advancements that will give you that competitive edge. Dedicated time each week to stay informed about your field and beyond, preparing you to pivot and adapt when needed. Three, practice and reflect. Regularly review your performances. Do this yourself. This can be project outcomes, sales pitches, even training sessions. And then do this with your team. What worked? What worked well? And we did something, but did it make an impact either way? And then what didn't work well? And what could we have done without? What did we do that caused us more friction, more stress, where a client never noticed, right? How can you improve? This practice, along with the athletes reviewing game footage, will sharpen your skills and prepare you for future challenges. And of course, your network. Build that supportive network of mentors and peers and professionals. This community can offer diverse perspectives and advice and opportunities. Remember, readiness also involves knowing who to turn to when you need help and collaboration. Remember, through COVID, So many of us got on Zoom. So many of us got on Clubhouse, not just in the wedding and event industry or the business industry, but there was groups, realtors, chefs, bookstore owners, every mom sitting at home with three kids, all got together, worked on something. If you didn't have that community or that network, it would be really lonely. In the world, sometimes we're already lonely because we don't give ourselves enough credit. We don't believe that we're worthy and we don't have that self-worth. So if we don't have a community around us, as much as sometimes they disagree with us or we disagree with them, having that close circle of confidence that you can cry and fall apart on and they'll kick you in the butt and tell you to get back up, but they'll let you have that moment of crying and that moment of doubt, and then they'll yank you right out of it. And they'll be there cheering you on for your biggest moment. And again, I've said this earlier, but embrace lifelong learning. Commit to continuous learning, whether through formal education, workshops, or even self-study, listening to podcasts. Hopefully BFAB was on top of it, or one of my private podcasts, right? Like any athlete mastering a new technique or gearing up with new gear, the new technology of gear and the sports world and how we run sports and how you run your company is going to just keep getting bigger and bolder as life goes on. When you do these things and you expand your knowledge, it helps keep you prepared for the uncertain and the certainty. Key takeaways here are staying ready means integrating preparation to every aspect of your life. It's about building a lifestyle that will support continuous growth, learning, and readiness for action. When you adapt these steps, you will ensure that your opportunities arise. You're not only ready to seize them, my friends, but you will excel at them. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that being ready for a moment means more than just preparation. It's about cultivating that mindset of continuous growth and resistance. It's about being confident that you can do what you set out to do and that you're ready when your moment comes. You're not cocky, but you're confident in your skills. You're confident in the gifts that you were given. You're confident that you know how to serve others. You know your why. It's about building momentum through consistent action and keeping your motivation fueled, again, by your deepest why. So whether you're the entrepreneur or the athlete, any kind, the journey to seizing your moment is ongoing. With the right mindset, motivation, momentum, my friends, you are unstoppable. So I'm going to encourage you to reflect on the actual steps that I shared today. Integrate them into your life and see how they transform your readiness for those pivotal moments. And remember, those that are ready for big moments, seize those big moments and make them even bigger. And that makes the journey to readiness as rewarding as the moment itself. So if you're looking to shift your mindset or you need help to transform your business, your life into that thriving and fulfilling one that you deserve, reach out and let's create a plan for you on the path to achieving that. Share your journey with me and others. Go on Instagram, share this episode on Instagram, and don't forget to tag me at bobby.brinkman, because when we share with others, it might just lead them to knowing, hey, I'm not alone. Somebody else is struggling or somebody else had doubt and they seize their moment. Because when others hear your story, then they know they're not alone. And that just might help them get ready. And it might just help them know that they too are capable of things. All right? So continue the conversation with me. Send me an email. Send me a text. Let's talk. You know, you can leave some comments over on the pod page to keep the conversation going so we can continue talking. That's what this community is about. We may not have a place that we meet regularly, but we come to your buzz on Tuesdays. And we can continue. We can share. And when you follow me on the blog, we can have conversations there as well, right? All right, fellow friends, thanks for tuning in to the BFAB podcast today. And don't forget, subscribe for more important episodes designed to help you lead, aspire, and make that impact. So until next time, keep cultivating your inner BFAB champion and stay ready so that you never have to get ready. Remember, you're BFAB exactly as you are. The journey to the best version of yourself is going to be so rewarding because you're defining it on your terms. Till next time, friends. Oh, thanks again, Fabo listeners, for sharing some space with me. I hope you found some motivation and encouragement. I hope you got a big virtual in your earbud hug from the podcast today.
I want to remind you that if you are feeling stuck and you want to start taking strategic steps that align with your purpose and your goals, if you're ready to shift your mindset from being defeated to a winner, ready to make an impact with your business, if you're ready to start betting on yourself and regain that confidence that you need to move forward, if you're ready to have somebody gently nudge you past those roadblocks and remind you that what's right here is just getting you ready for your next chapters of your amazing Fabo business and your life story. If you're ready to get excited about your business and reconnect with your purpose, I invite you to reach out and do a discovery call with me. Let's find out if we're a good fit. Let's find out how we can work together. I can't wait to hear your story. I can't wait to hear your vision, where you've been and where you want to go. A Fabo chat helps us for 1 hour. We can have a strategic business call that can just get you that mojo back, right? I will gently nudge you. My role as a coach is not to do the work for you, but to help you see the path that you're already on and to remind you that you're already Fabo. I'm just here to remind you of that. So reach out in the show notes below, bobbybrinkman.com. Make sure you reach out. I'm here for you. Send me a DM. However you want to communicate, let's get you moving forward. Let me help cheer you on. Let's work together because the world needs who you are. The world needs what you have to offer. And the creative industries that you serve, those clients are just waiting for you. They just don't know that they need you yet. Let's get you unstuck. Let's get you moving. I'm so happy you're here today. Have an absolutely fabulous day. Till next time, my friends, peace and gratitude.